Jackson's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, a high near 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, a low of 57. For Friday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 72. On Saturday, scattered storms and 78.
It's 64 at our studios.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursday is treating you good. Happy Friday Eve. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining me. Good things coming up for you, everyone. I'm going to get into a little bit of country music news. Got some requests for you lined up. Got a couple of those already. Really ready to go. And I got a new track that I want to play for everybody to kick off our show. We'll get to that in just a moment. But we start with our National Day of Calendar. Let's go ahead and dive right in. See what's special about this June 20th. It is National Yard Games Day. Oh, get out there and play some yard games when the weather cooperates. What's your favorite yard games to play? I have actually a really, I don't have a lot of this. I have a family memory of a yard game. How many people remember darts? Everybody raise your hand. Remember darts? Yeah, you in the back. You know, you remember. Yeah. Those were dangerous and obviously shouldn't have been used by kids or anything. And I'm pretty sure that most adults, you know, did a good job of that. My family, not as much. I had one of those darts and I was about 7, 8 years old, maybe a little older, maybe like 8 or 9. But I was just about to throw it and it's just leaving my fingers when my little cousin Lisa, who is like a sister to me, and she's about 3, 4 years younger than me, goes walking right in the path. And the dart hit her right under the eye. Thank God it hit her right under the eye and not in the eye, of course. But she has a bit of a scar there, just a little one. And I will say that for my lifetime, I have never outlived this. Never outlived this. I could win 5 Academy Awards, cure diseases, and I guarantee you my family will still bring this up. We'll still bring it up. Lisa doesn't. Lisa's cool. Lisa's all right. But the rest of the family... Oh, I should have known. I should have held on to the dart. So be safe out there with yard games, obviously for your loved ones, and so you don't have guilt the rest of your life. It's a good reason to be aware of that. And what are your favorite yard games? Call up, let us know. 715-423-1055. You're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away, and thank you for downloading the app. National Vanilla Milkshake Day. That's a good one. I'm a chocolate guy. I don't really do mess around with vanilla too much, but why not? And hey, if that doesn't sound good, it's also National Ice Cream Soda Day. It's a good one. National Hike with a Geek Day. Explore your nearest hiking trail with a geeky, nerdy friend on a National Hike with Geek Day. So, yeah, in particular, somebody who is nerdy about nature, maybe that particular trail. That sounds fun. That sounds like a good one. Enjoy that one. It is World Refugee Day. It's a great day to look into this, not just in America, but around the world. Virtually everybody is an immigrant in some way or another, or come from immigrants in one way or another. And it is the essence of humanity to explore, to travel, to move. We don't get where we are without that. Go ahead and take a look at history, look at Pangea, look at the way this all happened. And it all came from us moving around. We just didn't always have these borders and flags and everything. We all started this way, and it's an important one to learn up about and probably, you know, create some empathy from. It's Ugliest Dog Day. Now, this one's misleading because there are no ugly dogs. None. In case there are any dogs listening. I don't want to give them a complex or anything. But, I don't think there really are ugly dogs. I mean, there are dogs, certainly, that, you know, look a little, maybe a little rougher than others. But they're dogs. I mean, I don't expect them to look, you know, handsome or dashing or gorgeous or whatever, although many of them do. Yeah. Two more for you, and important ones. It's American Eagle Day. It's a great one. We're really spoiled here at the studios where we are for WFHR and WIRI. The WIRI studio, not as much, a little more closed into the building, but the WFHR studio, we've got these big old beautiful windows. And I am telling you, almost every morning, at least once a week, we've got an eagle's nest across the street, and I see one of these beautiful animals just flying. There is no getting used to or normalizing seeing an eagle like that every morning and just flying around. They're amazing animals. And the history of it becoming our American bird, and really the symbol of our country in many ways, is fascinating. It's really interesting. They not only symbolize strength, but determination and honor. In ancient times, that is, even before the European conquest, bald eagles roamed the great blue skies, witnessing the rise and fall of empires. In 1782, on this day, Second Continental Congress selected bald eagles as the national symbol of the United States. Back then, they did not have any threats, either from land or from skies. So more than 100,000 nesting pairs were dominating the U.S. skies during that era. Poisoning from pesticides, illegal shooting, habitat destruction, lead poisoning, birth defects, etc. This has resulted in a rapid decline of the eagle population. And in 1940, Congress passed the Bald Eagle Protection Act, which provided some protection for the birds. But it's one of those things where that's our bird. We've got to protect it. Like we should every animal and every species, but we're certainly... Now, we have a bit of a favoritism towards the American eagle, an understandable, beautiful animal. And it's the longest day of the year, everybody. It is the summer solstice, the longest day. As the sun creeps up over the hills and into your town on this day, you'll know it's here. This, that blessed time of year when, you know, you're going to be smelling fresh cut grass and barbecue, getting a taste for lemonade. And many look at this as the first day of summer. We're going to celebrate that today and tomorrow. Well, I should say tomorrow, and get you ready for your weekend. We got some giveaway stuff we're going to be doing here at WIRI and WFHR. Looking forward to that. Download that Civic Media app. You'll be able to call in faster and maybe win these prizes. So do so. Get that done. You'll be all ready and set to go. Taking a look at our latest in country music news. And you know, if I got something on Waylon Jennings, I'm going to talk about it. I'll tell you that right now, everybody. Even his son, Shooter, who is an amazing artist as himself. Shooter Jennings has got some great songs that I like. Good band, really good band he travels with. Waylon Jennings' son, Shooter, recently found a treasure trove of unheard Waylon recordings from the 70s and early 80s. Quote, "These are not demos. These are not unfinished, but they will take some time to explore, prepare, and mix. But you've got something to look forward to. There will be new classic Waylon Jennings music in 2025. Stay tuned." I got goosebumps reading that, I'll be honest with you. I'm a fan of Mr. Jennings. Looking forward to that. You know we'll be playing some of it. I'll tell you that right now. We'll be playing some of that music. And I'm throwing this one out to all of y'all. I want to know what you guys think of this. Rolling Stone did an article recently about festivals, and not just country festivals, but festivals in general, but focusing on, of course, our focus here at Wiz Country. Two country music festivals in California have been canceled this spring. And is it time to sound the alarm bells? Are fans getting festival fatigue? Promoters and artists are starting to wonder. One promoter says, quote, "We might be seeing a market correction, but I don't believe the bubble is bursting." He thinks the solution is a complete experience that goes beyond just music. Another key is to stack the lineup. A good headliner or headliners is one thing, but you want the rest of the bill to stack up too. What they're finding is, say you've got Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, one of these big modern artists. And they're your headliner. That's great, and that gets people's eyeballs, and it gets their attention. But immediately they look at the rest of the lineup, and if they don't know anybody or if they're not a big fan of half of these artists, it ain't worth it to them. So what promoters are trying to do now is combine those, not just Lainey Wilson, but a Lainey Wilson and a Jelly Roll, or a Lainey Wilson and maybe an artist that you might consider maybe a step below that as far as hits go. And the big thing that they're going to be doing more and more of, and you're going to be seeing this because everything is parody, more and more of the festival that is bigger than the music, or more than just the music. Where you're going there for the experience of the everything that is going on outside of the music. And what that is even more tougher to figure out for concert promoters, because what brings you to concerts? Music. But what keeps you going or keeps you interested? Those can be other things. It should be interesting to see. I'm curious what you guys think. Go ahead. And if you're not able to call up, you can always email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's also how you get us requests. Got a couple of those coming up. Right now, I had some people saying they enjoy when we get some new music out there, when we kick off our show that way, and it's something I'm going to try to do from here and there. And came across an artist a little while ago that I really enjoy. This guy, Marcus King, wonderful, soulful, kind of bluegrassy type voice. We're going to go ahead and play some of that for you right now. From Greenville, beautiful South Carolina, here is Marcus King with Hero. A Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Your soft green eyes never told me any lies. But your lips have turned me round. Castles made of sand. And I
stay up all night? Well, I don't know. Can't see him for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
He's holding out in the village. writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. They're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime and smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Spitting, hunting, and fishing. Stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day. An old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Colton Baden smile, country must be countrywide. In every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign calls and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. How you live, we weren't raised to take what we were raised to give. The shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep. 'Cause in God we trust and we believe. Yeah, we see what's wrong and we know what's right. No hand can set it off. He said country folks can't survive. In every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, the big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. There's a station. Come on. Y'all better crank this up. There's a state. There's a station. Playing cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. And foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys, hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. It rained on down in my mind. Country must be country wild.
Slow dancing with a bleached blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Wish I had a car. Martina Wright is gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later we'd meet. And Martina Wright is gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with a like.
my Gina Riley's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. And all my Gina Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. And all my Gina Riley's gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. And all my Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. And all my Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
Diamond Rio, Norma Jean Riley on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us. Got some requested music right now. This is for Jody over in Wisconsin Rapids. Randy Travis, Deeper Than the Holler on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. And this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snow flakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Step into the world of coffee and tea with James Maloff, The Sunrise Show, and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Discover the sweet, the salty, and the zany ways people love their favorite drinks. Flex your imagination, create a new coffee sensation for a chance to win free coffee. Submit your crazy drink ideas to WisCountry 1055WIRI's Facebook page with the hashtag ImaginationCoffee. Your coffee could be showcased for others to try. How do you wake up in the morning? With The Sunrise Show and From the Ground Up Coffee House.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Place.
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were. But now it's like they don't know how to
Chris Young, Think of You on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Luke Combs, Jody Messina, and some Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift on the way for you. Right now, some requested Zac Brown Band. Marissa's waking up with us, wanted to hear this one. Here's Homegrown on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux friends been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. You in trouble in high school, but college now about the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. For your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you and helping white people dance.
Plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Joe D. Messina, I'm All Right on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Man, she can sing. Ooh, love that ending. That's going to do it for me for today, everybody. We'll be back at 5 in the morning to get you ready for your weekend. Good stuff coming up for you. We're going to get into that in a moment. I do want to remind you that the Cranberry Blossom Festival kicks off today right here in Wisconsin Rapids with Lunch by the River. Come on by the studios, pick up a pamphlet, and map out your plans for the next couple of days and enjoy Cranberry Blossom Festival here in Rapids. And stick around because we got great music coming up for you. Also tonight at 7, join us for Trail Tunes. My man Seth's great show. He'll take you down a stroll down memory lane with some great country music. Join them for Trail Tunes every Thursday at 7. Speaking of good music, you got some great stuff coming up from Tim McGraw featuring Taylor Swift, Reba McEntire, Kane Brown, all coming up for you right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
The Community Blood Center has two upcoming drives. Community Blood Center collects life-saving blood that can be used in our area, and they will be at the former East Junior High School on Tuesday, June 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and again on Monday, June 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. Due to construction, they ask that donors park on the 6th Street parking lot and enter the cafeteria fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. Appointments are not required, but are appreciated. To schedule your donation, call 1-800-280-4102. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Don't let lawn care take away your free days this summer. Let S. Johnson Lawn Service get the job done for you. From residential or commercial properties to full landscaping or fertilizing, this dedicated team can help bring your lawn back to life. This summer, take back your independence. Lay that rock, remove those ugly bushes, redesign your lawn or business to look how you always imagined it would. Call 715-305-4729 and let the team at S. Johnson Lawn Service give you back your summer freedom and your dream lawn.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
CBS News Brief. People along the Texas Gulf Coast are dealing with high winds and flooding from Tropical Storm Alberto. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Corpus Christi.
This street in the city now looks like a river, and with Alberto in the Gulf slowly creeping towards landfall, there is still time to dump rain and storm surge on parts of Texas.
Extreme heat is baking places in the Northeast again. The high for today in Philly, 93. Suggestions from a landscaper.
Just keeping cool, you know, maybe putting your head under a hose. Whatever you have to do to keep cool, it's super important right now.
It's expected to reach 99 in Philly Sunday. A decision could come today on whether former President Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court could have chosen not to hear the appeal. The fact that they did suggests that some qualified immunity might be found.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WIRI Nakusa. Part of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.